No Mai Anō, welcome back. Urgent talks begin today between Air New Zealand and the unions representing the company's engineers. The engineers last week announced a strike on December 21, a day when close to 42,000 people are booked to fly with the airline as they make their Christmas holiday plans. Air New Zealand declined to talk to us this morning, but with us now is the Aviation and Marine Engineers Association's lead advocate, Stan Rennick. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this strike by, well, it's almost 1,000 unionised employees. Is it all set to go on Friday, 21 December?
Yes, it is, subject to the outcome of the wage negotiations through the mediator. So if we can't get it fixed this week, then I guess the industrial action will take place.
Air New Zealand has pointed out that the average income of maintenance engineers, logistics and other staff who are going to strike is $115,000 a year, double the average wage. And they say that 170 of them earn more than $150,000. Do you think that this is going to impact on whether the public has sympathy for a strike a few days before Christmas?
I think perhaps the public needs to know that for people to earn that level of earnings, that there is a fair amount of overtime that's being worked, and it's generally on urgent planes that are coming through that need to be fixed. Mm-hmm. So the average hours that people are working in Air New Zealand are in excess of 55 hours. So, yes, they get a reasonable level of reasonable earnings, but a lot of it is a result of overtime.
Okay, well, the Air New Zealand statement says in regards to overtime that staff have declined a proposal to standardise overtime payments at 150% of regular pay rates. So it doesn't sound like such a bad deal in respect of overtime either, does it?
Well, from being a day worker, I don't suppose it would, but if you're a shift worker and you're expected to work through the night, then you're still expected to do your work at the end of the shift, then there needs to be some penalties that are placed on the employer to prevent this from happening. One of our biggest concerns is that people are fatigued and they become tired. So I guess that the argument basically is for penalty rates, it's a payment that's put against the employer to prevent excessive hours being worked. In this case, it hasn't worked.
Is it true that this group has received annual pay increases for the last 12 years?
Alongside a number of other people that have received increases. A lot of them have been just simple rollover increases. Nothing's changed with regard to the collective employment agreements. And the only reason that we're in the position we're in at the moment is because the employer has put up a number of clawbacks, not only on the overtime, but on things like sick leave and various other areas where we've traditionally enjoyed some benefits.
Mm-hmm. The offer from the company was for another pay rise, which was a 2% pay rise, followed by a 3% increase after 12 months. So that's 5% over 2 years with a further pay review in mid-2021. What was it that you did want?
Let me just clarify one thing. Mm-hmm. The offer that was made was for a 2% increase for a period of 12 months and then a 3% increase for a further 18 months. So overall, if you were to break it down, all that's basically been offered is two increases of 2% and 2%.
Yeah, on top of 170 of them getting paid more than 150,000. I'm just wondering how teachers listening to this might be feeling, especially those who are travelling close to Christmas Day.
If you want to, if you want me to do a, if you want to give a comparison, look, there are a number of other people that are in New Zealand that earn in excess of that amount of money. They're not doing the hours that our members are doing. So there is a level of penalty in there when it comes down to the additional hours. I'm not going to deny that, and neither will these people. But you need to understand that They take their job seriously, they work hard, and they're expected to do additional hours.
What would it take to call off the strike?
Oh, for the employer to deal with us in a fair and honest way.
Yeah, but what do you want in short terms?
Oh, probably around about 3%.
All right, well, let's see how that plays. That's Stan Renick there. He's with the Aviation and Marine Engineers Association. He's a lead advocate there, saying they want 3%.